Welcome back to our final week of Hy-Vee Food Drive Fridays. I'm Tyler Crabb, and on today's program, we're joined by volunteers of the Pella Community Food Shelf, Chris Van Wyk, Christy Pinniger, and Nancy Recchia, talking about their volunteer efforts at the Pella Community Food Shelf and the impact that they are having on residents throughout Marion County.
All right, we're here with some of the volunteers of the Pella Community Food Shelf, and I will have them introduce themselves. We'll start on the left side here on how long they have been working with the Pella Community Food Shelf.
My name is Chris Van Wyk. I've been here, I believe this is my fourth year. We've moved a couple times, and I'm real excited about our new building. It gives us many opportunities to bring in more people.
I'm Christy Pinniger. I have volunteered for a full year here at this new shelf, but then I also did it back a few years ago for a couple years.
Hi, my name is Nancy Recchia. And I've been here almost a year now, and I've been a runner, which means I distribute some eggs and whatever else they want.
Good information to know. And one thing that Chris mentioned right at the bat there was the relocation here. It's been just around a year now. It was about this time of the year that you guys moved into the new facility. And just being able to have a bigger space like this and knowing that you've been here for 4 years and seen a couple different moves for the Pella Community Food Shelf, what's it been like to just see this new space and how you guys have been able to use it?
Well, I like the opportunity for the people to come in and sit down and visit with each other, and it's a larger area for them to do that. As well as the people that come in to volunteer to work, we have a generous room back there so we can fill it up with many products.
And this transition's obviously been rather big from the old Sports Page Bar and Grill over here to now the Pella Community Food Shelves. For our newer members of the volunteer staff here at the Pella Community Food Shelf, what has it been like to just see how this space has been repurposed and just see how it's impacted the community having this bigger space?
I think it was a good move, and it's been really nice to have the availability. It's just a nice, clean place for people to come here and just, I think, feel comfortable and just feel welcomed when they are here. And I feel like it's just a very inviting space.
As I'm a newer person here and didn't know how it was before, I'm just impressed with just how the organization is for the people themselves. I didn't even realize that people that were going to be receiving food sat at tables and then waited for their number to be called. And I think that it's a nice opportunity for the people themselves to get to talk to each other while they're waiting. That's an added bonus. And the other thing that's very exciting is evidently there was a kitchen of sorts when it was a sports bar, but it didn't have full facilities. But now they are creating a real kitchen, and there's different scenarios swimming around about how that is going to be used ultimately. But there is talk of perhaps preparation of meals, having meals served here, all those kinds of things. And it does take time because there is a lot involved, and there's many people involved, and even other organizations that help the food community.
Very good information there. And let's go back a little bit. We talked about how long you've been volunteering at the Pella Community Food Shelf. Let's talk a little bit about how you got involved and why it was that you felt it something that was weighing on your mind to get involved here at the Pella Community Food Shelf.
Okay, well, first, I was at home. I retired early from the schools, and I needed something to do and feel wanted. And this was the place for me. It was wonderful. I got to visit with the other volunteers as well as the residents to come in. I see them in the stores, and they greet me in the stores. So I've met a whole new set of friends.
I say, just like Chris said, I love the opportunity to get to know people, get to know their stories, and I consider so many of the people that will come into this door as family. And I think just taking those times to get to know each other, and that, for me, like when I decided to volunteer, it kind of goes in with just what we do in life. And so we just create stories and create barriers and to just be strengthened. And so anyway, it's all about community, and it's a great place to get to know people.
Yes, I agree. I had relatively new transplant from Chicago, and was looking for ways to get involved since my retirement. And I had been working something called the Catholic Worker House. We provided meals for the homeless in Des Moines, but that service ended, and I wanted something else to do. And it turned out that there were many people that I actually knew who worked here. We kind of think that we don't let one hand know what the other is doing, but it is kind of good to spread the word around about what people are doing. And I found out there were several people I knew already here, and there are many, many jobs to do and many different times. And again, as Christy said, it is getting to be like family and seeing people in different parts of Pella all during the times of day.
Lots of good information as to how you got started here. But one thing that I always find really interesting is nowadays, you wouldn't think the food insecurity would be as prominent as it is. And it's unfortunate to see how many people really struggle with this. And just being able to impact that in a small way here at the Pella Community Food Shelf, and even in a big way for some families, what is that feeling like to just be able to be that little bit of hope or that little bit of peace that gets brought to a family, especially as we're here around the holiday time? What does that mean to just be able to play some sort of role in someone's life and be able to have that level of impact?
Well, I do. It's called staples, and the staples are as such sugar, flour, oil, and other miscellaneous, toothbrush, toothpaste. And it gives me joy once in a while to bring in something special. And I have gotten to know a lot of the people that come in, and so I kind of know what they like and what they don't like. So I kind of save some things to the side when we get special things in, and it gives me joy to say, hey, I got this in today. And it's like I say, it's been so generous, the people that donate so much that, yeah.
Yes, and another thing about this is that there are other organizations that supply this place and keep it alive and thriving. And the other thing I wanted to say about the surprising thing for me was I was surprised at how many people do have food insecurity in Pella. When you're just walking around town, it looks like it's just very middle class, and it's kind of like hidden food insecurity that I see that's all around us, and it just opened my eyes.
And one thing that I know has got to be a little bit more difficult too is something that you kind of alluded to, Chris, was just, you know, so many of the people here now. And even before they come in, you know, so many of the community members. And I'm sure that that's not an easy thing as a volunteer to see how this is impacting people you know, and just the struggles that some people have with food insecurity. And, you know, how do you kind of balance that out here, knowing that you are making a difference, but also just seeing how, unfortunately, food insecurity is affecting those that are living right here within our community?
Yeah, we have such good people that come in here. They're from all walks of life, and we do not judge people. You know, sometimes I'll say, I'm really low on sugar, and I don't know if I'll get by. Well, good news is we'll give it to you this week. Or, oh, Chris, I know you, and you probably think I shouldn't be getting this. We all go through things in our life, and it's just by the grace of God that we open this place and we're able to help others.
Nancy, similar question, just being able to impact the lives of people you know. It's kind of one of those things where it's one or the other, right? It's a blessing and it's a curse. And, you know, that you have to impact the lives of people you know. What's that like for you to just be able to play that small role in somebody you know's life potentially?
Yeah, well, I had unfortunately been in a position myself when my husband died, when my kids were little, and I remember feeling when I went to the grocery store and having empty pockets and having somebody pay for my food that was in line ahead of me. And it's an awful feeling to be not able to take care of yourself. So I know that we do treat these everyone who comes through the doors with dignity and pride of who they are and respect who they are and treat them as if this is not, we're not giving handouts here. This is something they deserve, and the people of Pellar, again, are generous enough to give what we can.
Very cool. And for those who maybe don't volunteer or they're thinking about it and are just not 100% sure, as a couple of volunteers yourselves, what would be kind of your word of advice to somebody who's kind of thinking about going into volunteering here at the Pellar Community Food Shelf, or hadn't even really considered it, but now having heard this, maybe they are considering?
Well, sometimes I invite like people from my church and I'd say, well, tonight I'm going to go over and we're going to sort things. And that gets them in the door so they see what it's like. And then we take them on a tour and show them this is what we do. And this is the kinds of questions we have for them. So they have a little better understanding of, you know, what they would do if they came in to help out. And so it's kind of drawing them in. Come and help me sort. Like Pellar Corp helped with the turkey drive this year. Many of the churches had specific things they needed to donate, but Pellar Corp put them into bags for us so that we could distribute them. And so those people from Pellar Corp were also able to see that what we put into a container and what we offer. So they might be more willing to say, maybe I'll come and check that out.
Yes, and for me, I just basically kind of brag, if you will, not about me, but about all the donations that are gotten from all different places, not only churches, but the generosity of the grocery stores, Fairway, Hy-Vee, Walmart. I see the people that work there bringing things in, and I'm just, my eyes just are large with the wonderful goods that they bring in, and I want more people to know how generous the vendors are in our community, as well as the individual people, and spread that around. And so it's kind of like something you might want to get involved on, because it's pretty cool to be involved in something like this. And even on Washington Boulevard, their Home Realty, several times a year they have a whole trailer that they need to fill with food. And so that's kind of the way that I go about it.
Very cool. And before we conclude our conversation with our volunteers here at the Pellar Community Food Shelf, I want to open it up. Any final thoughts you have about the volunteer work you do here at the Pellar Community Food Shelf, anything that's going on with the Pellar Community Food Shelf, or just anything that you would like to encourage community members about potentially getting involved with here at the food shelf?
I'm very thankful that we have such wonderful people in our community that are so giving of their time, their talents, their monies. And I hope that they can keep contributing. And think about things when you go to the store. Something for as easy as an extra thing of deodorant or an extra thing of shavers. Those type of things, you know, are expensive and they can't always afford those. And let me tell you, I see them light up when they see something like that, that they don't have, that they could use. So please keep on giving.
Yes, I just wanted to say, too, that there's many opportunities, different times a day, different days of the week. And there is contact numbers that hopefully we'll be giving out. That you can just call to find out the hours. And they also do have a website as well.
Once again, that was our conversation with Pellar Community Food Shelf volunteers Chris Van Wyk, Christy Pinniger, and Nancy Recchia on our final edition of the Hy-Vee Food Drive Friday special edition news magazines here on KNIA and KRLS.